With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is taking steps to do away with the Education Department. Greg Clexton has more on the story.
Delivering on a key campaign pledge, the president signed an executive order
to begin eliminating the federal Department of Education.
He described the federal agency as wasteful and ineffective.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states.
However, the president said the federal government will still play a role. Pell Grants, Title I funding, and aid for students with disabilities will be preserved. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former California Representative John Campbell says it's time for conservatives to recalibrate their position on tariffs. Bob Agnew has more.
Campbell says he and many others vehemently opposed tariffs on China for decades.
We were just wrong.
Wrong in their assumption that by treating China to decades of generous trade policies,
they would experience the prosperity that comes with world trade, and that communism would thereby fall.
Now he says it's time for the West to adjust.
That whole idea is dead. It's gone. It failed.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network he now sees President Trump's tariffs as vital to ensure the U.S. can keep up in areas such as electronics, manufacturing, defense, and the mining of rare earth minerals. Bob Hagen reporting.
Well, Greenpeace is ordered to pay $660 million to a Texas company over its involvement in the Dakota Pipeline protest. A jury at a civil trial in North Dakota Wednesday decided that the group is liable for defamation and for orchestrating criminal behavior at the protest held nearly 10 years ago on the Standing Rock Reservation. Texas pipeline company Energy Transfer Partners successfully argued that Greenpeace incited people to protest by using misinformation. Greenpeace says the ruling will force them into bankruptcy. This is SRN News. A new report on the status of America's churches. SRN's Michael Harrington has details.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant congregations have been growing over the past 2 years versus 15% that have been declining and 33% that have plateaued, neither growing nor shrinking. Evangelical churches are more likely to be increasing in membership than mainline Protestant ones. The bigger the congregation, the more likely that it is growing, while smaller churches just keep getting smaller. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition has submitted a bill to Parliament that would ban gay pride parades. The legislation would make it an offense to hold or attend any event that violates Hungary's child protection statutes, which prohibit the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to kids. The new bill is almost certain to pass as the ruling coalition has a two-thirds majority in Parliament. This is SRN News. The International Olympic Committee has a new president.
Outgoing IOC President Thomas Bach announces the result of the vote.
Mrs. Kirsty Coventry.
In her acceptance speech, incoming IOC President Kirsty Coventry remembers her sports-loving nine-year-old self.
I did never thought that I would be standing up here one day.
Coventry thanks the committee for their support and vows to rise to the occasion.
I will lead this organization with so much pride.
She's the first woman and first African to get perhaps the biggest job in global sports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal appeals court rules art created entirely by artificial intelligence can't be copyrighted. The ruling says there must be initial human authorship in order for a copyright to be issued. And that means for AI-generated work, a human must be involved directing or using the AI. More details at SRNnews.com.